interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by D.A. Davidson, Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, Postal Annex Plus, Dr. Greg Fink and Dr. Eugene Martin, Banner Bank, Dale Graves, the Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, Total Comfort Solutions, Community Bank, McDonald's Zarian Insurance, Walla Walla Transmission, the Emlenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, Burn Street RV, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Top Production Services, Baker Boyer Bank, Animal Clinic East, Imagine Motors, Connor's Mr. Carpet, Giza Credit Union, Valley Vision Clinic, Doyle Electric, Concrete Industries, and Super One Foods. And now here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from West Valley High School in Yakima, Washington, home of the West Valley Rams. But today it has been home of the WIAA Dairy Farmers of Washington Regional Baseball Tournament, one of four regionals across the state. 16 teams qualified for regionals. Four will advance to the final four at the 2B level for baseball to play for a state championship at Wheeler Field in Centralia, Washington. If you're with us this morning at 10 a.m. on KHSS, DeSales Irish boys advanced to this quarterfinal or regional finals matchup by beating Wharton 3-0. Cameron Richmond was the winning pitcher. Game lasted just 1 hour and 18 minutes, and great pitching and low scoring has been the order of the day here as the Brewster Bears beat Tudor Lake 2-0 in a game that took just 1 hour and 15 minutes, and that was a blessing. If you're with us this morning during the post-game show, I shared with you that the Tudor Lake bus broke down near Morton, Washington on Highway 12 on its way over the mountain before it got to the mountain. But Tudor Lake got over here, gave Brewster a very tough ball game before succumbing 2-0. The Brewster Bears, 23-1, the number one team out of District 5-6, but the DeSales Irish, defending state champions, going for their 20th in the tutelage of Irish head coach Kim Cox. Excuse me, boy, I did that the first game. They will try to get back there and get Coach Cox his 20th state title for the DeSales Irish baseball program. Standing in the way, the Brewster Bears, 23-1. The Irish boys at 15-4. DeSales is warming up out on the left field outfield grass in the forest green jerseys and the white pants. The Brewster Bears staying out of the sun. They finished their game with Tudor Lake about 45 minutes ago. We'll be back with pregame notes, information about what's going on with other DeSales sports teams here this spring weekend, Memorial Day weekend, before Springfest next weekend, state finals in all the different sports. Glad you join us for DeSales Irish Playoff Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When we say that Community Bank is local money working for local people, it means quite a few things to us. It means that we use the money you invest with us to benefit the people in this community by making loans for homes and businesses. It means we utilize our best resource, our employees, to volunteer in local programs and projects aimed at improving our communities. And it means that we contribute to the local economy by supporting the businesses and nonprofits in the area. Come see us to find out what local money working for local people means to you. Community Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500. 2500.
64 years, it's hard to believe. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Inc. Buick GMC. In 1950, this dealership started with a hope and a prayer. Now, 64 years later and thousands of customers, we are extremely grateful. Our values of fairness, honesty, low pressure, and commitment to our customers has not changed in those 64 years. If you prefer a business with a 64-year record of trust, we hope to see you. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, Walla Walla.
our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back here at West Valley High School, Yakima, Washington. It's been beautiful weather all day long. Blue skies, fluffy clouds coming off the Cascade Range. Not much rain in sight anywhere, but don't want to jinx anything because the way the weather's been this past week, it can change in a hurry. But it looks like we're going to have a beautiful sun-drenched field for this regional championship game. The winner will advance to the Final Four next weekend in Centralia at Wheeler Field. Look at the bracket as I have things filled in, trying to get on the internet and things like that, find out scores. Howard DeSales Irish beat Warden 3-0. Brewster beat Tutelake 2-0. That's this regional here in Yakima. In Anacortes, we do know that Napavine beat Liberty Bell 8-1. Napavine, the team that DeSales beat last year for the state championship. Napavine will play the winner of the Adna-LaConner game. At last report, Adna was leading that contest. The winner of that Napavine versus Adna or LaConner will play the winner of this game between DeSales and Brewster. No reports from Mossy Rock, where Wilbur Creston and Toledo are playing, and Life Christian Academy and PL Willapa Valley. From the Spokane Regional, we do have a couple of scores. Colfax out of District 7-9 beat Okanagan 4-1. Okanagan, the number two team out of District 5-6. So far, District 7-9, Colfax, DeSales, have beaten District 5-6 opponents. And Asotin, the number one team out of District 7-9, who has handed DeSales three of their four losses, Asotin beat Kittitas 4-2. Reasonably close game, of course. Kittitas, the number four team out of District 5-6. So the Spokane Regional Final is set. Colfax versus Asotin. They are in the bottom of the bracket. Softball, District 7-9 Regionals going on in Spokane. The Lady Irish of DeSales are there. I do know they defeated Davenport and are in the quarterfinals of that one. One more win, and they will advance to the state tournament. Have not got any text message reports on that. The track meet, the District 7-9 Regional track meet, was completed yesterday, and Mike Shields' track team will be sending five boys and one girl to the state track meet in Cheney, Washington next week. Congratulations to Isaiah Shield, Irish senior, regional champion in the long jump, placed second in the 100-meter dash, missing out on first place by 3/100ths of a second. Senior Dominic Telgard, third in the javelin. He will advance to state. And the boys' 4x400 relay team of Chris Conan, Daniel Ness, Isaac Mata, who is a senior, and Isaiah Shield will advance. So Shield, Telgard, and Mata, three seniors in the Irish track program, will advance to the state tournament. On the girls' side, Skylar Olson won the regional championship in the shot put and will advance to the state track meet in Cheney. Golf got things started off. Congratulations to head coach Lon Olson and his boys' team, district champions, including medalist Todd Kimball. And then on the girls' side, congratulations to Emily Baumgart. The Lady Irish junior shot a 70 at Columbia Point, winning by 40-plus strokes over the nearest opponent, and she will have an opportunity to defend her state title that she won last year. So golf, district champions on the boys' side, state qualifiers for both boys and girls, five athletes going to the state track meet. Softball team won their first game today in Spokane with the DeSales Irish boys in the quarterfinals against Brewster. So Irish eyes are smiling on spring sport athletics for the Irish. Everybody's still in the hunt to play Spring Fest weekend. That's next weekend. They call it Spring Fest, when all spring sports seasons will end. Well, Both teams have had their warm-up time. The grounds crew has the West Valley Rams baseball field ready to play. And when we come back, we'll set the stage, tell you how Brewster's Bears have come to this point with a 23-1 record, update you on how the Irish did against Warden if you weren't with us this morning. We'll be right back. The Sales Irish Playoff Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
The best way to correct behavior problems in pets is to never let them develop in the first place. Encourage good behavior with praise and attention. Correct bad behaviors by providing positive alternatives. For instance, a toy is better for a pet to chew on than your favorite slippers. Physical punishment or forced compliance to commands can lead to biting or aggression. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and well, the schedule 4 o'clock start. They're ready to go. No introduction of the starting lineups. They're just ready to roll. So I figured we could get a little bit more information in before the first pitch. So we'll have to get it as we go. Cameron Richmond will lead it off. The Irish are the designated visitors in this regional championship game. And the first pitch by Alvera Raul is in there for a ball low. Raul Alvera on the mound for Brewster. He is a senior, junior, played third base in the win over Tudor Lake. And he's behind Richmond, 2-1. Next pitch chopped over the head of the third baseman into left field for a base hit. Third baseman today is Johnny Martinez. And so a high chopper over the head of Martinez, and Cameron Richmond had a 1-for-2 game in the first contest today. He's 1-for-1 now. Tyler Jacobson takes all the way. Richmond on the steal. He's going to slide in safe as he slid away from the tag. The first baseman thought he had him. So a stolen base for Cameron Richmond. Now the catcher, Bozell, for the Bears, will talk it over with Alvera. See if they change their signs with the runner at second base. First pitch over to Jacobson was a strike. Tyler, very good at bunting the ball. 282 hitter on the season. Leads the team in sacrifice bunts with 6. Squares, pulls the bat back. Pitch low and away for ball 1. It's a symmetrical ballpark dimension-wise, 320 down both lines, 395 in both power alleys, and then the fence goes straight across connecting those two power alleys. No depth to the fence in the straightaway center. Squares the bunt again off the plate out into fair territory. Richmond's going to go to third. Bozell throws the first, so Jacobson does his job. Sacrifice bunt by Tyler. So one out. So Cameron Richmond, a high chopper base hit, steals second base, over to the third, setting the table for Isaiah Standard, the junior 419 hitter. Open stance for Isaiah. Isaiah, a double down the left field line in the first game today. Takes strike one from Alvera. Swing and a miss at a fastball right at the knees. Looks like Isaiah was out in front of that one just a little bit. Maybe Alvera pulled the string a little bit. No balls, two strikes on Standard. Wide open stance in the right field, right-hand batter's box. Hanging curveball popped up into left field, a long run. Shortstop's there too. Left fielder catches it. Richmond's going to tag and try to score. Here's the throw. It's up the line. Richmond will score. So good base coaching at third base by Kim Cox. Good base running by Cameron Richmond. So a high pop fly foul ball. The left fielder for Brewster had a long run for it, running away from the play in foul territory, made the catch, partial collision with the shortstop, Timbo Taylor, and no chance to get squared up and make a strong throw. So a sacrifice bunt, and then the sacrifice fly by Isaiah Standard. And the Irish are on the board first, and they lead at 1-0. Connor Richard, the pitcher in this regional championship game for the Irish, is at the plate right now, quickly behind the count to Alvera. No balls, two strikes. The Irish score a run in the first inning, so they'll start defensively with a one-run lead. Next pitch in the dirt to Richard. One ball, two strikes on Connor. Connor 1-for-3 with an RBI in this morning's win over Wharton. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Hit hard down the left field side. Just foul. Connor jumped all over that hanging breaking ball. Similar pitch that Standard missed and popped high in the air a moment ago. Have to get a number on that left fielder. He's not in their batting lineup. He's being DH'd for. Get that figured out. Second, I forgot to look that up. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Just off the plate outside. Count even at two balls, two strikes. Number four is the left fielder. That's Eric Martinez. In left field. Next pitch. Up in the eyes of Connor Richard. He fouls it straight back. Martinez, a sophomore in left field. We'll set the defensive lineup completely as we get a chance here between innings. For both teams, we'll set the defense. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Long run in for the Irish here. There's a swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt. So the Irish manufacture a run, a leadoff single by Cameron Richmond, steals second base, bunted over to third, scores on the sacrifice fly. The Irish lead 1-0 with Brewster coming to bat. We'll stay here. We'll set the lineups for both teams. We'll complete the defensive picture for the Brewster Bears as they hustle to the dugout to end that top of the first. Their first baseman is Chris Varelas. Varelas is a junior. Their second baseman is Luke Divis. He is a senior. Their shortstop today is Martinez, Johnny Martinez. Or check that, Timbo Taylor. Taylor was the winning pitcher in the first game. He's one of their signature athletes, a 492 hitter by average, and the winning pitcher in their first game. He goes from the pitching mound to shortstop. The third baseman is Johnny Martinez, who played shortstop in the win over Tootle Lake. Martinez is also a senior. Playing left field is Eric Martinez. He's not in their batting order. Martinez is a sophomore. The center fielder was Baya Hayden. Hayden is another senior. Several seniors in the Brewster roster. And the right fielder, Joe Taylor. Taylor, just an eighth grader. So the Irish have an eighth grader, Kyron Morris, as their designated hitter. Head coach Todd Phillips of the Brewster Bears has an eighth grader, Joe Taylor, in his defensive lineup. The catcher, Mitch Bozell. Bozell, a junior, and his pitcher today for coach Todd Phillips, Raul Alvera, will also lead things off here in the bottom of the first inning. Raul is a junior. Connor Richard, 5-3 record, 1.83 earned run average, and 55-plus innings pitched during the year. Connor has very good control, typically, almost to a fault. Hitters can sit on his pitches because he knows he's going to be around the plate, and he's quickly ahead of Alvarez, 0-2. Nice curveball over for strike two there. Next pitch, up and away outside. Connor, very fundamentally sound, hits his spot, 6'4 senior on the mound. Next pitch, high, and the strike zone flied high to right field. John Crowley camps under it, makes the easy play. So a soft fly ball to right field. The first out is recorded here in the bottom of the first inning. Irish up 1-0. Timbo Taylor comes to the plate for the Bears. The junior, a .492 hitter on the season. He was 1-for-3 with a stolen base and the winning pitcher versus Tudor Lake. Breaking ball for Richard stays way high over the head of Timbo Taylor for ball one. Taylor slightly open stance. Another pitch high. Richard works very quick, just like his senior classmate Cameron Richmond. He gets the ball, likes to throw it. Here's a 2-0 pitch, and it's a strike on the outside corner. Both games today have been very quick. The Irish game unofficially 1 hour 18 minutes. The Brewster Tudor Lake game 1 hour 15 minutes. So do the math. About 2.5 hours, got two baseball games in, 2 7-inning games. Swing and a miss by Taylor. As I talk about the time of games, the count has been worked full on the talented number two hitter, Taylor. Swing and a miss with a fastball up in the eyes. Tell you what, Connor Richard gets it, throws it. You can tell that Taylor just couldn't quite get focused and catch up. So Connor Richard records a strikeout of Taylor, the top hitter statistically for the Bears. Now, Baya Hayden, who has 2 home runs for the Bears this year, he goes 0-for-2 with a strikeout against Tudor Lake, takes strike one there. Next pitch, breaking ball right over. Connor's got that Uncle Charlie working. Starts off the shoulder, breaks down to the knees. That one stays up, though. Connor working quickly, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Breaking ball up, and foul tipped straight back and out of play behind us. Not sure if I have the crowd mic up high enough where you can hear the ping of the bat on the aluminum. Hayden will slow Connor Richard down a little bit, step out, adjust the batting glove. Back in the box, curveball, a little number right back up the middle. Sanders going to scoop it behind the mound, throw across, and got the speedster Hayden. Nice play by Isaiah Sanders. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Brewster Bears. After one complete inning, the Sales leads 1-0 in this regional championship game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Brewster Bears will take the field defensively in their red jerseys with the white numbers, the white pants, white hats with red bills. B for Brewster on the front of the hat. Bears across the chest. As they get ready for the top of the second inning, the DeSales Irish lead 1-0. Jackson Kent will lead off the top of the second inning. Jackson, a senior in the Irish roster, a 350 hitter on the season, 0-for-3 in the Warden game. Reached base once, got caught on a fielder's choice, and got caught stealing. Jackson takes the first pitch just off the inside corner for ball one. Kim Cox from the third base coaching box, veteran coach. Little number of the shortstop. Taylor. Taylor tosses across, gets Kent easily, and the first out is recorded. That'll bring up Kyron Morris. Kyron, an eighth grader. Eighth graders can play up onto high school rosters at this small school level. They call it the salvage rule. If your high school roster drops below a certain number, you can bring up eighth graders to salvage your program. Kyron was 0-for-1 against Warden, but he was hit by a pitch, got on base and scored a run, and drew a four-pitch walk. Takes that pitch low, high and outside for a ball. Next pitch hit hard up the third baseline, but out, foul into the bullpen. Count evens at a ball and a strike on Kyron. Kyron, a 218 hitter on the season, stands in from the left side. Alvera, 1-1 pitch out of the windup. Off the plate, outside. Two balls, one strike. Sails up 1-0. Winner advances to Wheeler Field in Centralia next Friday at 4 o'clock in the state semifinals. Swing and a miss by Morris. Alvera looked to take a little bit off of that pitch. Two balls, two strikes on Morris. Fouls the next one out of play into the parking lot to our left. Kyron's doing a nice job making the Brewster pitcher work here. Fouled off a couple pitch. Count stays at 2-2. See the ball, hit the ball, and he hits it sharply. Two hopper to the second baseman. Bobbles it again, throws across, still in time to get him. Kyron hit it hard right at the second baseman. Luke Divis, a senior, bobbled it, dropped it. Took him a couple tries to pick it up, but did nip Morris at first base for the second out. I'll bring up Zach Leahy. Zach playing third base in this ballgame. He was the catcher when Richmond was pitching. Now that Cameron is behind the dish catching his senior classmate, Connor Richard, Zach moves to third base. Takes the first pitch low and in the dirt. Next pitch on the way, pops foul and out of play on the right side. One ball, one strike on Leahy. Leahy goes about 6'6", tall, lanky sophomore, 208 hitter on the season, 0-for-3 against Ward. Curveball popped into right field. Second baseman going out, right fielder coming in. He'll make the play over near the line. And a 1-2-3 inning defensively for the Bears. The Irish are down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. So head to the bottom of the second inning. DeSales up 1-0 in this regional championship game here in Yakima. You're listening to Irish Playoff Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS, Walla Walla.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you. Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics.
You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Lots of activity between that inning for a very text message challenged person that I am. Got a message from Greg Fazari, Irish Athletic Director, wanting an update on this game as he is at a family wedding. Then I got a message from Terry Hall, assistant coach of the softball team, said they beat Colfax and will play for the regional championship in Spokane. So the Lady Irish softball team 2-0, and as I speak of that, the leadoff hitter, Mitch Bozell, who lines out to Tyler Jacobson to start the bottom of the second inning. So the Sales boys up 1-0. Connor Richard has retired the first four batters he's faced in this ballgame. Breaking ball to Luke Divis, the second baseman, is low for ball one. Divis, the senior, was the Sportsmanship Award recipient for Brewster last ballgame. Takes a strike at the knees on the outside corner. He was 0-for-2 with a strikeout against To the Lake. He hits this one hard to left field. Lopez on the run, tags it, moving down the line. And Divis thought he had a double. He comes flying around second base. Chris Lopez got a great jump on that line drive that was hooking towards the line, just reached up and stabbed it. Nice defense by the left fielder, Chris Lopez. That ball was tagged. That's what championship-level teams do, play the good defense. Pitcher hung a curveball. Ball was hit hard. And Lopez got a great jump on the ball. So with two outs, Johnny Martinez playing third base in this ballgame, senior. 1-for-2 against To the Lake, but he's hit by a pitch. Actually caught part of his helmet, part of his jaw, and he had to come out of the game briefly. Also caught stealing at second base and fell awkwardly on his shoulder on a hit first slide. Trainer had to come out and visit him then as well. He's down one ball and two strikes to Connor Richard right now. Martinez, a 426 hitter on the season. Some impressive batting averages for the Brewster Bears, and you would expect that with their 23-1 overall record. Takes the next pitch high for ball two. So two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Up in the eyes again, count is full. Brewster's only loss this season to Cascade of Leavenworth, our 1A program, lost that game 11-5. And after being ahead, no balls, two strikes, Richard loses Martinez on four straight balls. So with two outs, Martinez is on at first base. Now bring up Chris Varela, first baseman. He's a junior. He was 1-for-3 with a strikeout versus To the Lake. Open stance from the right side. Here's the first pitch. Martinez is going to attempt the steal. Ball bounces and skips away from Jacobson, and Martinez is in with the stolen base. Brewster, I don't think I wrote that stat down, but they have a lot of stolen bases. I had a sheet somewhere that had their district leaders in stolen bases, and they're almost all Brewster players. So Martinez is in scoring position at second base. Swing and a miss by Varelas on the second offering. That first pitch on which Martinez stole was called a ball. 1-1 pitch. Ball hit back up the middle hard into center field. Kemp charging. Here's a throw to the plate. They'll hold Martinez up. And Kemp airmails the throw all the way to the backstop. Martinez will score. So they held the runner. Jackson Kent unloaded on it, and it hit in the first section of the backstop behind home plate. And so an error on the throw, no RBI, and the Brewster Bears, with two outs and nobody on, get a walk from Martinez, a base hit from Valeris, and an error from the center fielder on the throw, and we're tied at one. And on the throw, Varelas, goes down to second base. So we're tied at one. Isaac Baker, the designated hitter, is at the plate. Baker also an eighth grader. So Brewster has two eighth graders in their lineup, one defensively, one. And there's a high fastball, and it goes right through the glove of Cameron Richmond to the screen. And so an uncharacteristic rare error, excuse me, by the senior catcher, Cameron Richmond, just the pitch was a little high. He stood up, but he had the glove about ear height. He just didn't squeeze it. So Varus is 90 feet away now. Baker popped foul over on the right side. Koopman, the Irish first baseman, can't get to it as it goes off the concrete in foul territory beyond the fence. So Brewster now is the leading run, the go-ahead run, 90 feet away. Swing and a miss by Baker. And that will end the inning. The Bears get on the board. One run on one hit, one Irish error, and one runner left on base. We've played two complete innings in this regional championship contest. We're tied at one. You're listening to Irish Playoff Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Value, integrity, honesty. These are all words with deep meaning. And at Total Comfort Solutions, we take these words very seriously. The value we provide our customers goes way beyond just the bottom line. It is service after the sale and our passionate and caring support for our customers. We believe that our commitment to your customer experience will define our success. Give us a call, Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868. Or check us out on the web at totalcs.biz. Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the top of the third inning. The Sales boys in a tie with Brewster, 1-1 our score. And John Crowley, number 8 hitter in the Irish lineup, coming in with just a 155 batting average, but Crowley had a nice first game in the win over Warden. 2-for-3, scored a run, takes a breaking ball from Alvera, inside and off the plate for ball one. For the Sales, one run, one hit, one error is their mark. Brewster, one run and one hit. Brewster played errorless baseball in their win over Tulalip. They have not committed an error yet in this ball game. Crowley takes the next pitch for a strike. Next pitch popped up high into short center field. Easy mark there for the out as Baya Hayden camps under it. The Sales has one out here in the third inning. And up to the plate for the first time, Chris Lopez, who made that nice catch of a hard hit ball by Baya Hayden in left field. Irish did the hard part, and then a two out, two strike, no balls, and Connor Richard blocked Martinez, stole second, and then scored on a base hit to center field where the ball was thrown over the catcher's head. First pitch to Lopez, taken for strike one. Here's the next pitch on the way, hit hard, but right to shortstop Taylor. Taylor, toss across, in time, and the second out is recorded. Brewster and their errorless defense against Tulalip. I have to write this down, but I think it was four double plays they turned against the Fighting Ducks. The Irish turned the lineup over. Cameron Richmond led off the game with a base hit, high chopper over the third baseman's head, stole second, went to third on a sacrifice bunt by Tyler Jacobson, scored the Irish first run and only run on a sacrifice fly. Takes the first pitch inside for ball one. That pitch he takes low for ball two. 2-0 to Richmond. Cameron, a 350 hitter on the season. If the Irish can get a little two-out rally going here like the Bears did in the bottom of the second. Next pitch up and in. So Cameron has worked the count to 3-0 against his pitching. Cameron's behind the plate. He's not pitching today. I was going to say his pitching counterpart. Next pitch is low in the dirt. So a four-pitch walk. And Cameron, who's had a stolen base his first time up, for a two-out walk here in the top of the third. And Tyler Jacobson won't have the benefit of a sacrifice bunt here. 282 hitter on the season. Senior. Richmond not going at a big lead, though, as Jacobson takes strike one. Coach Cox flashing the signs over there in the third base box. Cameron, the lead out to the grass cutout. Olivares checks him. Cameron's going, swing and a miss. Here's the throw down. It's short off the foot of the second baseman, and Richmond is in with his second stolen base. There's a swing and a miss by Jacobson. So Tyler now with no balls and two strikes. Richmond with good speed at second base and scoring position. Trying to get a little two-out lightning here. Olivares will step off. Alvera, not Olivares. O-L-V-E-R-A, Raul. And now Bozell, Mitch Bozell, his junior classmate, will come out behind the plate, talk things over with him. 1-1 our score. Two strikes, two outs, no balls. Cameron Richmond down at second base after the two-out walk and the stolen base. Alvera checks him. And when curveball hit the left center field, that's going to get down for extra bases. Richmond will score. Jacobson is in with a stand-up double. A hanging curveball, and Tyler Jacobson makes him pay a ringing double into the left center field gap. And DeSales is back out in front. So in the bottom of the second, Brewster scores their first run of the game with two outs and nobody on. The Irish do the same. A four-pitch walk to Cameron Richmond, steals second base, and an RBI double by by Tyler Jacobson. And the Irish are up 2-1. Strike one to Isaiah Standard, the leading RBI man for the Irish on their season. Trying to pick up Jacobson. The Irish have retaken the lead 2-1. He hits a high pop fly on the second pitch right in the middle of the infield. Timbo Taylor, from shortstop makes the catch. But the Irish get a run on a double by Tyler Jacobson and regain the lead at 2-1 here in the top of the third inning. The Bears will come to the bat in the bottom of the third. Irish up 2-1. When we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS, Walla Walla.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
You say you're not into veggies? Le Pizzari's puts you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest.
A bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese.
And our seasoned roast beef. Add salsa and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Pizzari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like they're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia!
Pizzari's finest and Pizzari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
Well, Brewster in the bottom of the second scores a run with two outs and nobody on. The Irish in the top of the third score a run with two outs and nobody on. And I threw out the old two-out lightning saying from Jay Buhner. Like to use that one for the Mariners. And then the folks up in the booth admonished me because we've got a little bit of weather creeping up behind us. We're out here in West Valley. I think we're facing east, more or less. So from the west, we've got some weather coming at us a little bit. Connor Richard, pitching in the bottom of the third inning, will face the bottom part of the Brewster lineup. The number nine hitter, Joe Taylor, an eighth grader, and then the top of the order coming up. Taylor squares the bunt, fouls it out of play. Taylor was 0-2 against Tudela. Senior against an eighth grader. Breaking ball stays high and out of the strike zone up. Taylor. Looks like he goes about 5'7", 5'8". Richard at 6'4 on the mound. Misses away with that pitch. Connor two strikes, no balls, with two outs to Johnny Martinez last inning. And there's a shot to left field. Lopez tries to slide in and make a diving catch. He doesn't make the catch, but he keeps the ball in front of him. But Joe Taylor, the little eighth grader, solid base hit to start the bottom of the third inning. As Brewster trying to answer the one run in the top of the third by the Irish, Raul Alvera leads their team in on-base percentage with a .544 average in that part department. Also tie for their team lead with two home runs. Taylor at first base. Richard, snap throw over there. Now Richard will come to the plate. Alvera squares the buck, pulls the bat back, but they call it a strike. So the pitching counterparts facing off right now. Alvera flew out to right field his first time up. Squares the punt. Jabs at it. Misses it. Maybe foul tipped it. Cameron Richmond didn't catch it cleanly. Caught it on the upper arm. Shakes that off. So two strikes quickly on Alvera. Not very fundamentally sound-looking bunt attempts. Now have to swing away. Richards throws over to first base again, and Joe Taylor is back. We've got Timbo Taylor, the junior, the Bears' leading hitter and their shortstop, winning pitcher in the first game today. We've got Joe Taylor, the eighth grader, playing right field and with the base hit now at first base. Alvera hits a high pop fly to center field. Kent's got a beat on it, makes the catch. Taylor will retreat. So the first out of the bottom of the third inning is recorded. The sails up 2-1, trying to protect that lead. Now Timbo Taylor will try to move his little brother around. Taylor, a .492 hitter statistically on the season for the 23-1 Bears. Richard struck him out the first time he faced him. Fastball right at the knees for strike one. Connor in the stretch has the ball. He's ready to go. Taylor steps out. I recall back to that first at bat. Connor getting it, throwing it. Taylor never seemed to be able to settle. There's a fastball right in the middle of the plate. Hit hard into left field for a base hit. So the Taylor boys are on for the Bears with one out. Runners at first and second, one out. Two solid base hits to left field for the Bears. And that will bring up Bea Hayden. Hayden, tie for the Brewster team lead in home runs with two this season. Stands in from the right side. Bears threatening. Two on, one out. Pitch in the dirt gets through the legs of Richmond, and the runners will move up. Ball was in the dirt. Cameron blocked it, but it just trickled between his legs, and Cameron showing a little frustration with himself there. That's the play he normally makes. So we have two in scoring position now with one out. Leahy playing even with the grass at third base. Pitch call to strike at the knees on Hayden. One ball, two strikes. Ball on the hit, foul down the right field line and out of play. Just poked the bat out of there and sliced it foul. So the Bears putting the pressure on the Irish defense now. Runners at second, third, and one out. Next pitch popped high in the infield. Isaiah Standard drifting in the dirt there around the shortstop area makes the easy catch. So we'll see if the Irish can wriggle off the hook here. Two outs. And Mitch Bozell, the cleanup hitter for the Bears, .439 batting average. He was 0-for-2 against Tudor Lake. Grounded out to second base, leading off the second inning. Two runners in red jerseys for the Bears in scoring position. Here's the first pitch to Bozell. Pop foul, straight back and out of play. Irish up 2-1. Scored one in the first, one in the third. Next pitch fouled high and out of play on the left side. As Bozell steps out, takes a practice swing. Connor in the stretch. Two-strike pitch on the way. Nubber to the first base side. Foul territory. Koopman dies. Can't make the play. Nice effort by Jared Koopman. There's just a little nubber off the end of the bat. A little humpback floater. And Jared Koopman couldn't quite glove it. So new life for Bozell with two strikes, no balls, two outs, two on in scoring position. The Taylor brothers at second, third. There's a line drive to left field over the outstretched hand of Sanders. Long run will score. Lopez throw in. Over row. Richmond goes up to catch it. Runner going to second base. He's in at second base. Now they come home with it. They end up blocking the plate for the out. So a lot of action there. Let's back it up and describe it. The good news is the Irish get the third out. The bad news is they do give up a run. So let's replay that sequence. Bozell, an RBI base hit. Joe Taylor, the eighth grader, scores from third. Timbo Taylor was held at third on the throw-in. Bozell tried to go to second base. Richmond fired it down to second. The tag was late. On that throw, Timbo Taylor tried to reach home and was thrown out, I think, by Jacobson. So Taylor, Timbo Taylor, is the final out inning trying to go from third to home. So the Bears tie it up at two. We've got a really good ball game going, folks. So the Bears score one run on one, two, three hits, no Irish errors, and one man left on base. We've played three complete innings in this regional championship game, and this is the way it should be. We're tied at two. We'll be back for the top of the fourth inning on 100.7 FM KHSS, Walla Walla.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Our score tied at two, heading into the top of the fourth inning. Connor Richard, the Irish starting pitcher, will try to get things started here for the Irish in the top of the fourth inning. Breaking ball stays inside for ball one to Connor. Connor struck out to end the first inning against Raul Alvera. Alvera, the junior's next pitch, jammed him. Ball goes right to Martinez at third base. Toss across, pulls him off the bag, but he tags Richard out. Nice job over there at first base by Chris Varela, the junior, catching the errant throw of Johnny Martinez to record the first out of the inning. Brewster, unofficially, well, officially, I'm sitting right next to the official scorekeeper, has played errorless baseball here in Yakima today. Pop up high in the air by Jackson Kent. First pitch swing, the pitcher, Alvarez. Alvera is going to make the play himself. Normally, the pitcher stays away from those, but he said, I'm taking this. So quickly, two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Four to Sales. And Kyron Morris, the eighth grader, 0-for-1 with a ground out to second base his first time up. 218 hitter on the season. Takes a strike one. So Brewster seems to be settling in. They kept the pressure on all inning long against the Sales. The last inning hit three hits. The Sales really survived that inning, which giving up just the one run. We're tied at two. Next pitch, a ball to Morris. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way. Nubber hit out front of the plate. Alvera fields it, but they say it's a foul ball. That's to hit Morris while he was still in the batter's box. So Kyron will retrieve his bat, step into the batter's box from the left side, down one ball, two strikes from the count. Alvera working from the lineup, windup. Next pitch, a looper through the hole on the right side. The left side, Nice piece of hitting by Kyron Morris. Just serves it up between the third base and the shortstop. Pops it into left field for a base hit. Didn't hit it hard, but hit it where they weren't. So a two-out base hit for Morris. That'll bring up Zach Leahy. Leahy flew out to medium depth right field his first time up. Breaking ball off the plate low and away. One ball to Leahy. Zach 0 for 3 versus Warden this morning. Here's a one ball pitch fouled straight back by Leahy. Count even at a ball and a strike. 2-2 our score. The winner will advance for the regional, as a regional champion to the state semifinals in Centralia at 4 p.m. next Friday versus the winner of the Napa Vine game. Napa Vine beat Liberty Bell today. The other game, Adnan LeConnor in our bracket. No score report on that. Next pitch is fouled back by Leahy. One ball, two strikes. On deck, John Crowley. Stretch by Alvera. Morris, conservative lead. Next pitch low and off the plate. Count even at 2-2. Leahy trying to make Alvera work here in the top of the fourth inning. Clouds are starting to surround our area a little bit, but still very pleasant. Next pitch just off the plate outside. So Leahy has worked the count full. Two outs. Morris over at first base will be taking off with the first movement to home plate by Alvera. See if we can get one in the gap here from Leahy. This is low and outside, so ball four. So DeSales with two out, nobody on. They get a base hit from Kyron Morris, a walk to Zach Leahy, and now John Crowley will come up with two runners on, Morris in scoring position at second base. John, a 155 hitter on the season, but 2 for 3 yesterday against Warden. This morning against Warden. Crowley, the junior, stands in from the right side. It's the first pitch to the left field, racing in. Left fielder thought of it. It's by him for a hit. Morris is going to score. And Leahy stops at third. Crowley's in at second base. So it's kind of a soft fly ball, and Eric Martinez, the sophomore left fielder, came running in on it, and he got caught in between. Do I keep my glove up? Do I turn my glove over? At the last moment, he turned the glove over. It bounced off his left arm for the air. Morris scores it. Leahy's at third. The Irish regain the lead 3-2, putting the ball in play. Two outs, nobody on, and the Irish get a run in and are still threatening with two in scoring position for Chris Lopez, who takes ball one. So the bottom of the order for the Irish producing a run. Started with a base hit by the eighth grader, Kyron Morris. Alvarez, next pitch to Lopez, cued off the end of the bat, rolls over near the Irish dugout. Count even at a ball and a strike. So Brewster's first error of the day costs them a run. Alvera working from the windup. Swing and a miss by Lopez. One ball, two strikes. Irish have regained the lead 3-2. Single runs in the first, the third, and now the fourth. And Lopez with two outs and two strikes on him will try to pick up at least one more with runners at third and second. There's a pop fly foul and out of play on the right side. So Lopez, senior, number 9 hitter for the Irish, trying to keep things alive. 257 hitter on the season, but a productive morning against Warden. He was 0 for 1, but he had a sacrifice bunt and a sacrifice fly for an RBI. That pitch high off the top of the club, Bozal. Leahy gets a nice break and he'll score. So a wild pitch, and the Irish double up on the Bears now, 4-2. All this coming with two outs. So the wild pitch scores Leahy. Count evens on Lopez at 2-2. Crowley moves over to third. Keep in mind, all of this started again with two outs and nobody on base. swinging a miss by Lopez, and that will end the inning. But the Sale fans are on their feet. They like what they see. I like it, too. The Irish get two runs on one hit, one Brewster error, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Sale has four on the board. They lead the Bears 4-2 in this regional championship game on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Choosing new flooring or countertops for your home? Connor's Mr. Carpet in College Place has been helping Walla Wallans make these important decisions since the 1970s. We have the knowledge and experience to provide you with top quality products for every budget. Whether it's carpet or vinyl, hardwood, tile or laminate, or even solid surface countertops and window blinds, we use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Visit us on the internet at connorsmrcarpet.com or call 522-0176.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live. I just got text message from the Kimball family. Todd Kimball wished to thank me for naming him as a district champion golfer. The only problem is he's the father of Scott Kimball, who actually did win the golf championship. That's why I just do this for a hobby. Anyway, Todd's, I'm sure, very proud of his son, Scott, for winning the golf championship. And go Irish is right. The Irish boys scored two runs with two outs and nobody on. They lead 4-2. In fact, three of the four Irish runs have come with two outs in this 4-2 lead. And Connor Richard, working with the two-run lead, facing Luke Divis, the number five hitter for the Bears. It's a one-strike grounder to Jacobson, who throws it over to Koopman for the first out. Well, the Bears had the momentum in the bottom of the third inning. The Irish were able to avoid damage, giving up just one run when they had runners at second and third. Now the Irish have the lead at 4-2. Johnny Martinez, third baseman, takes strike one. Martinez walked. With two outs and nobody on in the second inning. In fact, he had two strikes, no balls on him, and worked a lot. There's a pop fly in the center field. On the next pitch, right to Jacobson. You want to put the team down in order after scoring some runs. And the Irish trying to do that here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chris Morales, 1-for-3 with a strikeout against Tudor Lake. Base hit his first time up against Richard. Takes ball one. Irish up 4-2. Next pitch, strike at the knees. Count even with a ball and a strike. Connor working quickly from the windup. Valeris steps back in. It's a one-run pitch, swing and a miss. Connor in a good rhythm right now, seems to be. Defense playing well behind him. There's one error, a throwing error from the outfield over the catcher's head on a run that probably would have scored. Next pitch outside for ball two. Count even at 2-2 on Varelas. 2-2 pitch fouled straight back. Bruce DeBear on deck batter. Isaac Baker retrieves the loose ball. Gets it to the umpire. Sales on their quest for their 20th state title are here in this regional championship game, leading the Brewster Bears 4-2. Next pitch fouled by Varelas. Down to the right field bullpen, John Crowley will chase it down and get it to the umpire. Retrace his steps. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tip. Richmond hangs onto the ball. Inning over. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Bears. In the bottom of the fourth inning. After four complete, the Sale's up 4-2 in the state regional championship game on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
When we say that Community Bank is local money working for local people, it means quite a few things to us. It means that we use the money you invest with us to benefit the people in this community by making loans for homes and businesses. It means we utilize our best resource, our employees, to volunteer in local programs and projects aimed at improving our communities. And it means that we contribute to the local economy by supporting the businesses and nonprofits in the area. Come see us to find out what local money working for local people means to you. Community Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
So the anticipation growing for the Irish fans. Their team scores two runs with nobody on at the top of the fourth to take a 4-2 lead. They put the Bears down in order in the bottom of the fourth. And we'll bat here in the fifth inning, leading 4-2. And Cameron Richmond will take a breaking ball that stays inside, hits him right in the back between the 2 and the 4. So Cameron Richmond has been on base all three times today. A high chopper base hit, stole second base, went to third on a sacrifice bunt and scored the first run of the game. Walked, stole second, came around to score in the third inning, scored on a clutch two-out double by Tyler Jacobson, his senior classmate, who squares to bunt, pulls the bat back this time for ball one. Batting in the top of this, Jacobson lifts a high fly ball to shallow center field. Easy catch there for Hayden. Via Hayden for the Bears, squeezes it. Richmond will have to stay at first base. Now Isaiah Standard will come to play. Isaiah has been a hot hitter all season long. He struggled a little bit today in Yakima. 1-for-3 with a double against Wharton. And there's the first pitch blown away. Richmond with a steal. He's caught stealing this time. Tried to slide around the tag, and he's caught. Nice throw by Bozell. Richmond is tagged out, caught stealing at second base, the second out of the inning. So Cameron, two stolen bases today, caught that time. So two outs for the Irish now, which hasn't bothered them in the past. Isaiah Standard takes the pitch for strike one. The pitch that Richmond attempted to steal on was a ball. Count even at a ball and strike on Isaiah Standard. Two out, nobody on. Fly ball into center field. And again, Hayden right in the right spot. Squeezes it without having to move. So the Irish, after a hit by pitch to lead off the inning, erased by a caught stealing, no runs, no hits, no bare errors. After four and a half innings, the Irish lead at 4-2. Bears batting in the bottom of the fifth. Irish up 4-2. You're listening to Irish Playoff Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS, Walla Walla.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
64 years, it's hard to believe. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Inc., Buick GMC. In 1950, this dealership started with a hope and a prayer. Now, 64 years later and thousands of customers, we are extremely grateful. Our values of fairness, honesty, low pressure, and commitment to our customers has not changed in those 64 years. If you prefer a business with a 64-year record of trust, we hope to see you. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at West Valley High School in Yakima, home of the Rams. Today, the site of the WIA Dairy Farmers of Washington 2B Regional Baseball Tournament. Four teams came here today to try to punch one ticket to the state semifinals in Centralia. The Sales beat Warden this morning in our 10 o'clock game. And Brewster beat Tudor Lake to get to this championship game, and it's a 4-2 ball game. To Sales with the lead. Brewster batting here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Connor Richard will face the bottom part of the Bears order, 8, 9, and then 1, facing Isaac Baker right now, the number 8 hitter, their designated hitter, just an 8th grader, tall, lanky 8th grader, one ball, one strike count. Chopper hit to standard, it's shortstop, scoops, toss across, makes the play, one out. Now bring up Joe Taylor. Taylor started the best offensive output inning, I thought, just threat-wise and hit-wise for the Bears. He led off the third inning with a base hit, came in to score. Timbo Taylor, his older brother, had a hit that inning. Vogel had a hit. And some throwing the ball around the horn. Caught a couple base runners. One was called safe, but we had an out at home plate that saved the Irish from further damage. One ball, one strike against Taylor. Next pitch stays low. Two balls, one strike to the eighth grader. The eighth graders have had impact in this game. Kyron Morris, a base hit and scored for the Irish. Joe Taylor, a base hit and scored for the Bears. Picks that pitch for strike two. Two balls, two strikes to Taylor. Next pitch fouled out of play on the right side. Count stays at 2-2. Here's the windup, the 2-2 pitch again, high and outside. So Joe Taylor has worked the count full. Very disciplined at bat for the eighth grader for the Bears. 3-2 pitch. Hit back up the middle, staff by Richard. Connor turns, throws over to first base for the out. Ball not hit extremely hard, but hard enough that Richard had to make an athletic play out there on the mound. Second out of the inning. And two outs, nobody on. The Bears will bring their leadoff hitter, Raul Alvera, to the plate. 0-2, fly ball to right field, fly ball to center field. First pitch over to Alvera is low for ball one. Four runs, two hits, just two hits for the Irish. One error on the Bears, their first error of the day. It was a big one. The left fielder could not handle a fly ball from John Crowley. Helped the Irish score two runs. And we've got some lightning striking to the east of us, well beyond our location. Every tournament director's nightmare, lightning in the area. Two balls, two strikes now on Alvera as I look at the weather. Next pitch fouled straight back. Got the headphones on. I'm doing a lot of talking. The fans are doing the yelling and pounding in the metal bleachers. So I'm not sure if there's some thunder going on or not. Two balls, two strikes. Hopped up high behind home plate. Richmond trying to get a beat on it, and he will. Up in front of the first base dugout, about halfway between the dugout and first base. Cameron makes the play, and that'll end the fifth inning. For the Sales, no runs, no hits, no errors given up. We played five complete innings. The Sales, two innings away with a 4-2 lead against the Bears. Irish will bat in the top of the sixth with Richard, Kent, and Morris scheduled to hit. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS, Walla Walla.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
House training a new puppy can be easy and effective if you dedicate the necessary time, patience, supervision, and encouragement. Teach your puppy the proper locations by accompanying him every time he goes outdoors. The pup will soon recognize odors from previous excursions. And always reinforce positive behavior with plenty of praise. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And Kim Cox walking out to the third base coaching box, talking to his senior Connor Richard, who now will step in. The pitcher of record for the Irish, DeSale Sr., pitching a very good ball game, takes strike one right at the knees. Here with his team up 4-2 here in the top of the sixth inning. Next pitch low for a ball. The Brewster fans didn't like that so much. Connor 0-2 in the ball game. 1-3 earlier today against Warden with an RBI. Next pitch, called strike on the outside corner. On deck, Jackson Kent. Kyron Morris will also hit in this inning for sure. One ball, two strikes. Time is called at the plate. Connor asked for it. Home plate umpire granted it. Alvera will reset. Breaking ball, and Richard Poole badly strikes out. Pitch up in his eyes, coming in nice and slow, but then it just broke away from Connor. Connor is the second strikeout victim of the day from Alvera, third strikeout for Alvera today, unofficially. Jackson Kent, sending Jackson a .350 hitter on the season, but looking for his first hit here today in Yakima. Takes the first pitch for strike one. The breaking ball, I would say it's probably a slider type pitch that seems to be really working for Alvera here in the top of the sixth. Next pitch, high pop fly, end up looking up into the clouds. And is it caught? He did catch it. Nice play by Martinez out of our view in front of the third base dugout. Nice play over there by Johnny Martinez, senior for the Bears. So two outs for the Irish. Now bring up Kyron Morris. Back in the fourth inning, two outs, nobody on, base hit. The Irish end up scoring two runs, taking advantage of a walk and then an error on the left fielder to score two. First pitch over for strike one to Morris. Next pitch, fouled, chopped foul at the plate, went off of Kyron's foot, I think. Kyron's been very productive today. 0-1 this morning, but he was hit by a pitch and walked. And scored a run. Grounded out in the second inning, but a base hit and scored a run in the fourth. Next pitch fouled off the screen. One ball, two strikes on Morris. Kyron stands in from the left outside. He has that nice hand-eye coordination. Just slaps it away, makes the pitcher work. And then put the ball in play. Somewhere. Alvarez, one ball, two strike pitch. Hit right at the second baseman, three hops. Scoop, throw to first, and the out is made. Divis throws it over. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Irish. Now the Sales got a pitch and play some defense for six more outs. They lead it 4-2, heading into the bottom of the sixth inning. Be right back. You're listening to the Sales Irish Playoff Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS, Walla Walla.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station, and finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, just before we came back on the air, and a very distinct crack of thunder, and the wind has picked up. The black clouds that have crossed to my left heading east are now circling back to the field, and the tournament directors and the umpires have said, let's get the players off the field. And the fans are being asking the fans to leave the metal bleachers. So we have a weather-related delay here in Yakima, here in the sixth inning, with the Sails up 4-2, with Brewster batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll update you on some Spring Fest is next week, some spring sports information that I do have, and then we'll take a break. I do know that the Sails Lady Irish are in the championship game in District 7-9 regionals in Spokane. They beat Davenport. Unofficially, I heard it was 10-0. And then in these people who text me, I would like the score, they say they beat Colfax in a nail-biter. So I don't have the score, but it was obviously close. And the Lady Irish beat Colfax in the second round of that District 7-9 tournament, and they will play for the regional championship at 4 p.m. while probably playing right now in Spokane. Though it's my understanding that softball tournament got off to a slow start. The 11 o'clock games were delayed because there were some miscommunications and umpires did not show up at Merkle Park on time to get those games started. Of course, you know what's going on here with the baseball. I shared with you some accurate, some inaccurate information about the golf team. Boys golf team won the district championship earlier this week, and Scott Kimball was the district champion for the boys, not his father, Todd. I had that cleared up with me on the cell phone. Emily Baumgart won the girls' championship by 40-plus strokes, shooting of 70 at Columbia Point. Emily, the defending state champion at the girls' side of things. The Lady Irish did not have enough girls' golfers to field a team, however. So, the thunder continues to pound, and we'll take a break. I'll get some information from our tournament director on the specifics of the protocol with lightning delays here in Yakima. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you. Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
Think back to last summer. Was your AC system struggling to keep up? Was your energy bill sky high? Total Comfort Solutions can help. For a limited time, you can receive up to $1,700 in rebates on the purchase of a qualifying Lennox Ultimate Comfort System. Need to finance? No problem. Lennox offers 18 months with no interest and no payments, or 48 months equal payments, no interest. Some exclusions may apply. Call Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868, or find them online at comfortrightdayornight.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, today on several occasions I've described to you the view I have looking east straight out past center field into the foothills of the blue skies and a few fluffy white clouds. Well, about a half an hour ago, behind us to the west and to the right and to the left, the clouds started to creep in. They moved very dark to my left. I guess that would be the southeast, northeast. Anyway, started to hear some thunder, saw a lightning strike way off in the distance, and then just when before we came back on the air to start the bottom of the sixth inning, a very loud crack of thunder and a lightning strike coming closer to the field, cleared the field, cleared the bleachers, and by WIAA rule, once the game has been delayed due to weather threat of lightning, it's an automatic 30-minute delay, and each time lightning strikes visibly again, the clock starts over. So we are on at least about a 25-minute delay before we start. So like I said, I'll give you as much spring sports information as I know, and then we're going to go ahead and send it back to the studios for a while, and I'll keep in contact with the studios, and then we'll come back hopefully soon. The Irish up 4-2, Brewster batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Irish six outs away from a return trip to the state semifinals in Centralia in their quest for a 20th state championship in DeSales Irish baseball history, all of those under the leadership of Irish head coach Kim Cox. Russ Vera, the Lady Irish softball coach, has his girls in this regional championship game in Spokane. They've beaten Davenport and Colfax today. I mentioned the track winners yesterday, Isaiah Scheel, the regional champion in the long jump. Isaiah Sr. also going as a second-place finisher in the 100-yard dash. The 4x400 relay is going. Chris Conan, Daniel Ness, and then Isaiah Scheel, senior, and Isaac Mata, another senior on that team, will go. Dominic Kelgard finished third in the javelin. He will go. As the wind continues to pick up, I think you can probably hear it a little bit in the microphone. On the girls' side, Skylar Olson goes in the shot put. So best of luck to all of our spring sports participants. The Lady Irish are guaranteed a trip to Yakima here next week for Spring Fest weekend. The Irish boys are six outs away and up 4-2 in their quest to get to Spring Fest weekend as well. And after the lightning delay is over, we'll be back, hopefully for the conclusion of a regional championship win, as the wind really is starting to pick up. Going to sign off briefly, send it back to the studios of KHSS 100.7 FM, Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike Spees back to you live from West Valley High School in Yakima. And the DeSales Irish State Quarterfinal Regional Championship game with Brewster has been officially called as an official game. It will not be continued. The DeSales Irish boys, with a 4-2 win in five official innings over Brewster. And basically what happened was is there was a lightning delay, and then that lightning delay was extended because of continued thunder and lightning. And then we got within 5 minutes of the play again time by the officials at the field, and then the skies opened up, and there was a downpour. The field became soaked and unplayable at that time. When the field became unplayable, the WIAA site director representative called his supervisor to try to find another location in Yakima where the game could be completed. There were actually two sites in Yakima that were being discussed. County Stadium, which is down near the freeway, apparently got no rain, but was on a lightning delay. Davis High School was also available, but there were games going on there. At some point during the discussion, the WI director for the Yakima site became aware that our game was in the sixth inning, with the Sales leading 4-2. And at that point, he said, after 4.5 complete innings, it's an official game. He declared it an official game. At that point, the site director met with Irish head coach Kim Cox and the head coach at Brewster High School, and his name is escaping me, Todd Phillips. And both Coach Cox and Coach Phillips, understandably, were disappointed that that was the decision that had been made. Coach Phillips asked for the opportunity to appeal it. He was given that opportunity. He called his athletic director, who contacted the WI representative in charge of spring sports, and apparently that appeal was denied. After 4.5 innings, it was an official game. So kind of a disappointing way to end a very competitive baseball game. The Irish boys were actually out hit in the ball game 4-2, but they win the game 4-2. A drop fly ball in left field allow the Irish to break the 2-2 tie. Connor Richard was pitching very well for the Irish on the mound. He is the winning pitcher. So the DeSales boys will travel to Centralia next week and play at Wheeler Field at 4 o'clock in the semifinals against either Napavine or the winner of the Adna-LaConner game. Did not have that score for you. I do have some scores to pass along looking at the bracket. DeSales definitely in the state semifinals. Napavine, Adna, and LaConner with the potential opponents. In the other half of the bracket, I do know that a Colfax defeated Asotin. For the District 9-7-9, number one seed Asotin, team that is responsible for three of the four DeSales losses this year. Asotin has been eliminated. So Colfax is in the Final Four. DeSales is in the Final Four. Other eligible teams, Napavine, Adna, LaConner, Toledo, PL, Willapa Valley. That's one team, PL, Willapa Valley. The girls' softball team, last I heard, was ahead 6-0 in the sixth inning in against an unknown opponent in Spokane in their District 7-9 regional championship game. So Russ Vera's Lady Irish softball team is guaranteed a trip to Yakima next weekend for the 16-team girls' softball state tournament. So all of the DeSales Irish sports teams will be represented somewhere, Spring Fest weekend, next weekend, a great accomplishment by our coaches and our student-athletes. Lon Olson and his golf team, district champions, will participate in the golf state tournament this coming week. Michael Scheel will take five athletes to the state track meet in Cheney. Isaiah Scheel, Dominic Kelgard, Daniel Ness, Isaac Mata, Chris Conan, and Skylar Olson on the girls' side. And the baseball team will be in Centralia, Washington, Friday, this coming Friday at 4 o'clock I will be there broadcasting the state semifinals as the Irish boys go for their 20th state championship under head coach Tim Cox. Sorry for all the delay. Thank you for spending the day with us. Great job back at the studio, as always, being very patient. Dan, please patronize our great sponsors. Without them, we could not bring these postseason broadcasts to you with all the additional costs that go with postseason broadcasts. And with that, I'll say God bless. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend, and I'll talk to you from Centralia, state semifinals, the Vales Irish boys making another trip in their quest for their 20th state championship. This is Mike Speed sending you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.